The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now we're going to move on to what's been trending online this week. News Talk's Ciara Tracy is here with me now. Hello, Ciara.
Hey, Claire. How are you?
Lovely to see you.
And you.
So tell me why we're talking about this. Too much sugar.
This is such an earworm. And that was Cat's Eye singing Pinky Up, and they will be performing in Dublin next year. They're quite a fascinating phenomenon. They are a global girl group. They mix US music with the kind of perfectionism and branding of K-pop, Korean pop music. So they are all the rage right now. They were nominated for 2 Grammys last year. They performed at Coachella this year. And they also got TikTok's Global Artist of the Year in 2025. So
they are real people.
Real people. 6 women. Yes.
Because they don't sound like real people.
No, it does. It does sound like that. We're hearing loads of AI music at the moment. But these are real women, all under 23. So a young girl group. And yeah, they are coming to the 3 Arena next year. And I think it's going to be a sellout.
And this is an online phenomenon at the moment,
is it? Absolutely. Exactly. They have all the classic dance choreographies. Everyone's on TikTok doing this. Everyone's singing it. They have a fierce fan group, which we often see with K-pop. So there's a lot of similarities with the Korean pop music brand.
So it's a marketer's dream, really.
Exactly.
You're combining both sides of this, the K-pop and then the United States
That's it. And they're international. So the girls are from Asia, US and Europe. So there's a bit of everything in there, and they look like Bratz dolls. They're absolutely stunning. Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about this TV show that you say we're all going to be talking about because people online are talking about it a lot. Well, we listen to the clip first and then we'll have a chat about it. This is Off Campus.
So what, I help you study and you play my fake boyfriend to get Justin's attention? Deal. This is the most absolutely unhinged plan, and I'm obsessed with it.
5 p.m. Tuesday.
Rehearsal. 7 a.m. Tuesday.
Practice.
This is why I told you I can't help you. Whoa, easy.
We're going to be fake dating. There needs to be real kissing.
I just met you.
So that was Off Campus. This is the latest TV show that was based off a romantic drama series. So very much like the trends we're seeing with The Summer I Turned Pretty and Heated Rivalry, which everyone's still talking about. And this is the classic trope of music major Hannah gets in a fake relationship with the university's hockey captain. It's a fake relationship to try and get another man's attention, but they actually do fall in love. And this only came out on Wednesday on Amazon, and I'm already seeing it all over my social media. It is very cutesy, the classic kind of, you know, the American love story that we all kind of love the escapism of.
Yeah, exactly, that's it. Pure escapism.
Completely.
That you just fall into it and you don't want to leave. It's like a warm hug.
That's it. And it's interesting because the cast is pretty unknown to us, but it's already got season 2 booked. It's in the works. So I have a feeling it's going to be a hit.
It's going to be a huge success. Like Rivals, they go straight in for season 2.
100%.
Once it hits. Now, in the last few days, another thing that has been trending online is this book about the French president Emmanuel Macron and his wife Brigitte.
Yes, so this is called An Almost Perfect Couple, and it's reigniting rumours that Emmanuel was in a kind of an inappropriate relationship with Iranian actress Golshifteh Farahani. So this has been rumoured through Iranian social media accounts. But you'll remember last year the famous slap that Brigitte did to Emmanuel just as they had landed in Vietnam on the plane.
Who could forget? And it's everywhere again, the slap, isn't
it? Absolutely.
Because
I'm seeing exactly. Trump talked about it. The whole world was talking about it. And that is now rumoured off the back of this book to have been about this relationship. Apparently, Brigitte saw a message from the actress on Emmanuel's phone, which prompted her to strike the French president. And there have been apparently messages from the French president sending to Farahani, "I find you very pretty."
Is that innocent? I find you very pretty?
I don't think so when you're married.
It probably crosses a line, but does it tell us that they were having like a torrid affair? I find you very pretty.
I don't know. Those Instagram DMs are never a safe place, I feel.
Maybe he was working towards it, right?
Maybe. I'd say so. But
the suggestion is that it probably sounds better in French.
Oh, yeah. Jolie.
Likely to be true. Likely to be true. You've news for us too on the World Cup. People talking about the potential for a really fabulous halftime show like they do for the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Take a listen to this. Now you got to believe, I believe, because you know what it takes. Got everything you need it. Now bring it like you need it. Just like you need it. That's the new Waka Waka. It is literally 16 years on, the new Waka Waka by Shakira as well. And this is called Die Die. So she's a big fan. So nice. She says it twice.
It worked before. Let's just do it again.
I know. Why not? If it's not broke. So we're going to be hearing a lot more from Shakira this year because the first ever halftime World Cup final show will take place in New Jersey. It's going to be co-headlined by Shakira, Madonna and K-pop boy band BTS. So it's really exciting. This has never happened before. It's going to be like a Super Bowl-esque type show. It's going to be between 11 and 15 minutes, so pretty brief, and it's going to be curated by Coldplay's Chris Martin. So it's going to be quite a spectacle, and yeah, it's all to raise money as well for FIFA Global Citizen Education.
The pressure will be on to reach the standard of the Super Bowl.
Absolutely, especially because this hasn't happened before, but you know, this is a World Cup hosted by the US, Canada, Mexico, so if anything, it's going to be, I think, very, very Super Bowl-esque if America has anything to do with it.
Online dominated by gamers talking about something exciting that's happening?
Yes, so take a listen to this.
Get through this is by sticking together, being a team. Trust.
So that'll either make a lot of sense to you or no sense whatsoever. What was it?
So that was the trailer for GTA 6, Grand Theft Auto. So this is probably one of the most anticipated games of all time. GTA 5 came out in September 2013. So for a whole new generation, this is going to be the first time they get a new Grand Theft Auto release, you know, and be able to enjoy it as an adult. So this is huge. There have been two setbacks already for the release date, but we have a final one now for the 19th of November of this year. It's going to be out on PlayStation 5 and the Xbox. And it's going to be absolutely huge. We have a female character you're able to play for the first time ever in the Grand Theft Auto world. We see a return of Vice City, which was the titular name of the 2002 game, which was a huge cult classic. So there's a lot of new, a lot of old, and fans are so excited for
this. Are you a gamer? Will you be playing this?
I probably will be. Yeah, I probably will be. I was trying not to get too excited about it, but I am really excited. I loved GTA 4 and 5 growing up. So this is a huge one for me as well.
Such a huge gap, 13 years.
I know.
I'm nearly excited about it myself, Kieran. I have no idea what it is. Listen, this is my favourite thing that I've seen online this week. So Stephen Nolan from the BBC has done an excellent TV show. It's been getting a lot of attention. Peelers, the PSNI, for real. But the clips have been flying it online. So in one episode, we meet Jackie. Jackie's a woman who's been asked to leave the Balmoral Hotel. She caused a nuisance. Moments before she spots Stephen Nolan, she's shouting profanities at anyone in sight. But then she sees Stephen and she stops to chat to him.
How's your mummy?
She's doing all right, and thank you for asking. Right?
But then moments later, Jackie is taken off in a police car and we hear from Jackie again.
You and your mum.
Just
so good. It's such a good vocal stim as well. I know so many people just be shouting this in the streets.
And Stephen's now on TikTok. He's decided because of the success of that clip that he's there doing very well.
It's so good.
And they've commissioned another season of that as well. And the best of luck to Stephen Nolan with Peelers, the PSNI for real. Kira, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That is Kira Tracy from News Talk.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Byers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.